Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news for today, August 24, 2021. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Thanks for joining us. As you know, our region is home to some of the biggest names in aerospace, and we're here to keep you informed about the latest developments that matter to our industry.
That's right. And today we have some important updates on the government's ongoing support for businesses, especially in the wake of the pandemic.
I see. Let's start with the big news about the Get Help to Retrain scheme. What's the latest there?
Well, the government has announced an additional funding of £245 million for this scheme. That's right, £245 million.
Wow, that is a significant amount. Can you explain how this will help our aerospace companies?
Sure, the goal is to help businesses upskill and reskill their employees. This is especially important for SMEs, which are such a big part of our cluster here in the Northwest.
Right, and I assume this is about adapting to the new economic landscape.
Exactly, the pandemic has changed a lot, and training is key to staying competitive. This funding helps companies offer training opportunities to their staff.
That makes sense. I remember reading about the Restart grant as well. Is that still in place?
Yes, the government has extended the Restart grant scheme until December 2021. It provides financial aid to businesses that have been significantly affected by the pandemic.
Good to know. And what about other initiatives that could help our aerospace companies?
The sector-based workforce plans are another key initiative. These plans aim to boost productivity and growth in key industries through targeted training and development programs.
I see. So these plans are designed to align training with the specific needs of industries like ours.
Exactly. And for our aerospace cluster, this could mean more specialized training programs that address the unique challenges we face.
That's a solid approach. What about resources for businesses looking for more information?
Businesses in England can seek advice from local growth hubs. They can also access resources on the Coronavirus Business Support blog.
Great, so our members have several avenues to explore for support.
Definitely. It's important for our companies to take advantage of these opportunities.
And let's not forget that our cluster includes both global leaders and innovative SMEs. These initiatives can benefit all of them.
Absolutely. We're here to make sure our members are aware of all the support available.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Emma, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just to remind our listeners to check out the resources mentioned and take advantage of the support available. Thank you for listening.
And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. Stay safe and we'll see you next time.